Welcome back, entrepreneurs, folks who want to start your own new venture, or you've just done so. Let's share our encouragement and motivation. No one should have to feel trapped in a career, in a life. It's time to take back your life, find that space, create something new. I know you want to get out too. So here we go. Come along with me. When we first start out, it's sure not easy. But if you got a dream that you want to see, you got to find a way to finally feel free. I'm not the type to give up. I won't ever be left. Hello and welcome back to I'm Starting From Scratch podcast. Thanks to Dan P. for the introduction music. If you're someone like myself who's starting your own business, starting your own side venture, your own side hustle, or you're just looking for a way to get out of the grind, you've come to the right place. So what's going on? Is your business up and running yet? Have you reached all your goals? Are you feeling that success you've been looking for? Well, if not, join the club. A lot of us are still feeling frustrated or confused or a little bit lost. And this episode is about my personal journey of trying to start my own business and not wanting to spend the rest of my life working for someone else. And I'm trying to, along the way, share my experience with others and encourage you and motivate you and myself to keep moving forward towards our dreams. And so what I'm focusing in on this, I'm going to call it this month because it's been a full month I've been thinking about this subject and kind of working on it, is the subject of a vision. Do you have a clear vision of what it is that you're trying to do? I thought I did, but I realized along the way that I needed to redefine my vision. And so if you're just starting out on a new business or side venture, it's a great time to think about what your vision is for the future. And if you're already kind of down that road a ways on your business and you're feeling a little bit stuck or a little bit lost, or a little bit confused, it's a great time to redefine that vision and look back at what you what originally got you going on this idea. A lot of times on our path, we look back and it seems like we're not getting a lot done. A lot of times I get going on various projects and I'll get partway into it and then I'll get sidetracked and get on another one. And after a few of those type of situations, you look back and it's like, man, I've been getting started on this and getting started on that and getting distracted, but never actually following through and getting this thing done, you know. And that's really hard with a business because it doesn't always have a specific end goal. And so this is where a vision really helps. It's like a roadmap. So this episode and the next episode are going to be about how to do that, how to have a good vision, a good clear vision, and then how to if you're feeling stuck and you've already had one, you've already had an idea, how to redefine that vision so that it motivates you to move forward on your dreams and your goals. And so goals is a whole nother subject that can be frustrating, you know, setting goals and reaching them and how difficult they can be. But that's another subject, so we'll save it for another podcast. For now, we're going to just talk about the vision. First, I'm going to give you a quick little review of what's come before. So just to catch you up, you know, some of the earlier episodes, we've discussed motivation. What does it take to get motivated? And what does motivation mean? Encouragement, you know, why is it important and why do we need it? I've talked about a lot of the things that are important when you first start out. I've learned in the first year of trying to start my business that mindset is one of the biggest challenges is yourself. So getting in the right mindset and having the right frame of mind is one of the first challenges as an entrepreneur that you face. And so I've been kind of concentrating on that for the earlier episodes here. I'd like to more get into some of the specifics of the business I'm doing and some specific hints and tips that I learn and have some people from the audience share theirs too as well as we go along. But I'm trying to lay down a foundation of, you know, if you're someone like myself and you're just getting started, it seems like this huge obstacle, what are the first important things to think about? And I had a recent experience in the last month that I think offers a really good takeaway or point that I'm learning and I'm going to share with you. And I'm going to start by talking a little bit about what I've been going through. I've kind of mentioned this in a past episode, but basically what happened was I took a full year off of regular job. You know, I quit my regular 40-hour-a-week job, and I started working for myself, and I did odd jobs, and I did my Amazon business, and I did four or five different things to try to make money. And recently I took a full-time job again, which was hard because I had made this decision. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to work for myself. So it kind of felt like a step backwards. It felt like eating my own foot, you know, especially at the time when I'm getting this podcast going. I'm starting from scratch, you know, dedicated to myself and other entrepreneurs. And here I am, you know, sort of giving up on my entrepreneur journey. Although I gave up by no means. I did not give up at all. But, you know, it felt like a huge step backward. And so I've been thinking about the significance of that and how, you know, that is part of the process that we are going to face as entrepreneurs. There's going to be points at which we're going to have to backtrack or try something that was once tried before or, you know, go back the way we came. And so some of the other things we've talked about in past episodes are the importance of, you know, making lists and writing things down. And so I've offered a couple worksheets on I'mStartingFromScratch.com that you can download, and I'm adding a new one to go along with this episode. And it's going to be helping you, and it's helping me. I'm creating my own little worksheet as well, you know, and then I'm sharing it with you. And it's helping me redefine the greater vision of what I'm doing here with my business. So the vision of this podcast is to create a community where we can help one another out in terms of getting through the hardest part of getting started. And that will be, for me right now, it's just I can share to you the saga of what I'm going through and what I'm learning from it. But I think down the line, if there's more people involved, maybe you want to get into the I'm Starting From Scratch Facebook page or communicate on I'mStartingFromScratch.com through the comments on the Discus comments. Maybe I'll come up with more ideas too in the future, but the idea is that there's a lot of us going through this, and it helps to have other people that are kind of fighting the same fight that you are, so you know where they're coming from. And their advice means something because we're on the same page. So, you know, I had a plan originally. I wanted to do my podcast on a weekly basis, or I wanted to do it on a bi-weekly basis. But in the last month, I have not done either of those. It's been frustrating that I just haven't been able to find the time or haven't made it happen. You know, I lost a little bit of motivation. And this also happened in my business stuff I've been working on. If you don't know anything about my business, I'll just give you a real brief. My business is called Grinnegan Goods, and you can check out the website, grinnegangoods.com. There's not much to it. I have two products I'm selling right now, and one was the first thing I started with, which was a headphone splitter to make it so two people can listen to one device. And although it was a cool product, and I still like its quality, I'm going to probably phase it out because I got really excited about the idea of making tea and making cold brew coffee using this infuser in a mason jar. And so that's the product I'm really excited about and kind of pushing to learn to sell more of these things. And I have more ideas for future products. But anyway, Guernigan Goods is a product-based business that I'm trying to start from home. Now, it's about 1 year since I kind of got started, and much less since I really redefined what it is I'm going to sell. And so what happened is when I started working full-time, it just became so much harder to find any free time. And it's, you know, after you do a full day of work, when you get home, you're not in the mood to jump right into something else a lot of times. And so, you know, especially the first couple weeks of a new job is just very taxing. You're trying to remember a lot of things. And so as I was going through these first couple weeks of learning, I just didn't get a whole lot else done. Although each week I generally set goals and write them down. And I have a couple people I talk to on a regular basis that help with my accountability. And that's something that I'm going to talk about in a future episode. Very important aspect of moving forward on a business or a goal is to have some sort of way of checking in with somebody and having some accountability. But anyway, before this gets too boring, I'm going to tell you a little story. I used to have a few friends that we'd go out. We all shared a joy of hanging out in the woods and just wandering around, finding whatever we'd find. And we'd make it fun. We'd bring beers, you know, but we'd go on these hikes, and they weren't planned hikes where you stay on a trail. They were hikes that were just sort of like wandering off into the woods, basically getting lost. Although we would have a basic plan. And this one particular time I'm thinking of, our plan was, basically, was to follow this ridge line and at some point meet up with a stream that would lead us back to a road, which is where we'd find our car. And we knew that the stream existed, and we knew that if we went in this general direction, we would get to that stream and we would meet back up with the car. But on the way, we hoped to have an adventure and have fun. So we did. We had a great time. I especially remember this one point in the hike when it was kind of getting a little later in the day. And we're looking around and we're seeing how much light we have left. And we decide that, well, we could keep going the way we're going, or we could run down this steep hillside, and that would be more fun, and it would get us to the stream. So being the reckless gentleman we were, we just went head first, running down this hill and rolling down parts of it and laughing the whole way. So we get to the bottom, and we're at the stream, working our way down the stream, knowing that eventually the stream will lead to the road where the car is. However, we come to a waterfall, which was really cool. It was very exciting because it was pretty good-sized waterfall, and we didn't know it was going to be there. And so we sit there admiring it and enjoying, you know, the adventure. And then we start thinking about, okay, how we're going to move on. It's going to get dark soon. We need to start making our way back to the car. And we realize that the waterfall area is basically impassable. It's much too steep. As good climbers as we were not going to make it down this. So we realized that the only way was really to kind of go back the way we came and hike back up this steep hillside that we'd had so much fun running down and at such a high speed. And now we're going to be trekking back up it as we're starting to lose light to kind of get around all this terrain and dense brush. So we wound up going backwards, back up the hill, kind of back up around this huge area of brush. And we had to basically go back the way we came. So this story I brought up to illustrate the point that sometimes the way forward is the way backward. You know, in this case, we had a vision of where we needed to be, which was eventually home. But in the more short term, the idea was to get back to the car, to where the stream met the road. And we knew where that was. If we would have followed that stream, it would go right to it. But obviously, we couldn't fly over the waterfall. So the only way to go there was to go back the way we came, around all the dense terrain, and back down to the stream. So that's what we did. And it got dark, and it was late. And we got wet in the stream because we couldn't see well because it was dark. But we did eventually make it back out, and we got to the car, and we got home. So we reached our goal. We found our vision. So the lesson is for us, those of us who are working on our business plans, is that there's going to be these times where you feel lost. You get frustrated. You realize that the way you're going isn't working. You know, something's not working out. And so for me lately, what I've been kind of going through is wondering, like, why have I lost so much motivation? You know, there is still time in the day after I get off work, even though I'm tired, or maybe even getting up earlier, as early as I'm getting up. It is possible. And so I'm asking myself, like, why am I feeling stuck right now? You know, why haven't I put out a podcast for a while? Why have I lost some motivation? And I was kind of looking through some of my own advice and things I'd said in the last episodes. And I guess the conclusion I came to is that my overall vision of where I'm going with my business is still not really clearly defined. I think I did a pretty good job defining my personal mission, my personal vision, and even the vision I have for this podcast. But I realized that my vision for my business was sort of foggy. So I created a worksheet where I asked some questions, and I answered those questions, and it's helping me redefine that vision. And so I'm going to offer you that worksheet. I'm going to call it worksheet number 3, and it's going to be on imstartingfromscratch.com. So you can check it out and work on defining the vision for your business. And so even if you're in the very early stages, this is the best time to work on your vision. If you're already working on it for a while, it's a good time to look back at that vision and see if you're still on track. I've heard some recommendations it's good to have basically about a 5-year vision plan. In my worksheet, I created like a 2-3 year and then a 5-year, because I think sometimes it's a little hard to think forward for 5 years, but eventually you want to get there. So here's a quote. Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world. Joel A. Barker. Part of the problem I realized I was having with my business is that originally when I started thinking about it, I was thinking about it in terms of what I wanted to get from the business. You know, I wanted to get a situation where I could work from home. And so I wanted to create a business that would make enough money to pay me so I could work from home. And although that's a good vision for myself, working from home one day, being my own boss, it's not really a good vision for the business. And so my realization is that I need to make a more specific vision for the business in terms of what it's going to be. Before I go any further, I noticed when I started doing some research on a vision plan that there's a lot of confusion with the difference between a vision and a mission. All famous companies, big companies, have a mission statement of some type. And then there's a vision, which is a separate thing. A mission statement, sort of like the why you're doing things. And the vision is more like the what it's going to be in the future. So the mission is kind of like the day-to-day guiding principles, your core values, like we talked about, the core principles, or in the past episode, core concepts is what I called it. And the vision is more of what is it going to look like in 5 years, for instance. So, and maybe what I'm thinking of doing is talking about the mission statement in a next episode. So for this episode, let's stick to the idea of a vision. The importance of having the vision is for these moments when you get stuck or you realize the way you're going is not going to work and you have to backtrack or you have to stop and think about it. That's when you look at your vision. It's almost like your map. If you're on a trail and you get lost, you stop, you get out your map. So your map is your vision, and that shows you where it is that you're trying to go, where it is that you want to be. And without that, I think a lot of people live life without an overall vision, or it's sort of a vague idea. You know, a lot of people say, you ask them what they want in life. I want to be happy. But that's not a specific thing or place. It's something you are now happy and later you're not. You know, you can't be happy all the time. It's not a very specific, well-defined vision. So what we want to do for our business is create something a little bit more tangible. I'm going to include some links to some articles I read that are, I thought, pretty helpful. So check out imstartingfromscratch.com and click on this episode. And you'll find the links to these articles, and you can hear some other people's opinions on vision. And you can also find the worksheets on imstartingfromscratch.com. And I'm going to make those available to you. I've previously had them to where you had to sign up for to be on my email list, but I'm just going to make them just available because I don't want that to hold anyone back from moving forward on their plans and kind of working together with me on this project. There's also a way for you to, there's a little box you can put in your name and your email address, and with that I will send you future worksheets and notices when a new podcast comes out. So get on the email list, check out imstartingfromscratch.com, and please, if you're into Facebook, go see imstartingfromscratch page on Facebook, and we can share how we're doing on this vision planning. So hope you're having a great week, and here's to an exciting future. I'll talk to you soon with a new podcast, and we'll discuss some more the ins and outs of creating a vision and redefining a vision. I'm starting from scratch.